In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today the Church celebrates the feast day of St. Patrick, the wonderful Apostle of Ireland. What a great title, the Apostle of Ireland. He brought the faith to Ireland, and through many miraculous conversions but also mainly through his asceticism and his prayer life, his daring, his courage, he preached the gospel fearlessly to the pagans who were then the natives of Ireland and converted so many people. What a fantastic ideal for us that each one of us, the Church says, we're called to holiness and apostolate. We're called to apostolate. We're called in our own way to be apostles. So at the end of our life, someone could look at us and say, he or she was the apostle of something. What does our Lord want me to be the apostle of? My town, my family, my friends, my profession, my university. Lord, what are you calling me to evangelize? What are you calling me to be the apostle of? Patrick, like St. Paul, received the kind of vision to help the Irish people. St. Paul received the vision to help the Macedonians, and St. Patrick received the vision to return to Ireland, where he had been spent some time as a slave, to return to Ireland with the gospel. And perhaps we can ask our Lord, Lord, maybe I won't get a vision, but who are you calling me to help? Where are you calling me to go with an apostolic spirit, with an apostolic heart? Perhaps my favorite story of the life of St. Patrick is when he converted this particular chieftain, and it was during the baptism ceremony, and St. Patrick leaned on his crozier, on his bishop's staff, and he didn't know that the pointed end was actually resting on the foot of this chieftain. And it was a sharp, pointy staff, and it stabbed into his foot such that his foot was bleeding. And St. Patrick only noticed it later on, right after the ceremony, that this had happened. So he asked the man, he said, well, how come you didn't say anything? How come you didn't yell out or move or complain? And this Celtic chieftain said, well, I thought it was part of the ceremony. And he was kind of, he thought it was a small sacrifice to pay for the blessings of the faith, for the blessings of baptism. He thought it was part of the ceremony to have his foot stabbed by the bishop. People were a lot tougher back then, and perhaps we can grow also in personal toughness in our own life, in our own age. In any event, we ask our Lord, Lord, help us to be more apostolic. Help us to, like St. Patrick, to have the sense of a great mission, that as he was sent back into Ireland, so too you might send us back into our life after meeting you with a greater sense of mission, a greater sense of purpose, and a greater desire to spread the gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.